This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. After meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israel to engage with the region on post-war plans. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Blinken says every partner he has met on this trip say they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
The U.S. and Israel are united against Hamas, but are sharply divided on the future of Gaza.
Israel must be a partner to Palestinian leaders who are willing to lead their people in living side by side in peace with Israel as neighbors. And Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Israel has vowed to keep going until it destroys Hamas. A military spokesman says the fighting will continue throughout 2024. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Pentagon is now releasing details of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's secretive hospitalization. Austin was treated for prostate cancer in late December, according to medical officials at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, and made an emergency trip to its intensive care unit on January 1st due to complications from the procedure. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains hospitalized after being rushed to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on New Year's Day for an infection following surgery to treat and cure his prostate cancer. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said Austin did not tell the president about his cancer until Tuesday, more than 2 weeks after his December procedure and 8 days after he was rushed to the hospital. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A new report says climate-altering pollution from greenhouse gases declined by nearly 2% in the United States in 2023. The report from the Rhodium Group said the decline is a step in the right direction, but far below the rate needed to meet President Joe Biden's pledge to cut U.S. emissions in half by 2030. Last year's relatively mild winter and continued declines in power generation from coal-fired plants drove down emissions in the U.S. power and building sectors. At the same time, transportation sector emissions rose, led by a continued rebound in airplane travel and increased gasoline consumption. Taiwan goes to the polls on Saturday to elect a new president and parliament in the shadow of an increasingly assertive China, which has called the vote of a choice between, quote, peace and war. Vanessa Chan from Reuters has more.
China considers Taiwan as its own territory, despite the objections of the island's government. Beijing has framed the vote as a choice between war and peace, and could hold new military drills around the island no matter who wins. Both major parties in Taiwan say the island is a sovereign country, but offer different views on relations with China. Vice President Lai Ching-te, the DPP's presidential candidate, has urged people not to be swayed by threats. But he has also offered talks with Beijing and pledged not to upset the status quo. The opposition Kuomintang calls DPP separatists and staunchly opposes independence. The DPP says China attempted to sway the election with fake news and military pressure, something Beijing strongly denies.
Vanessa Chan from Reuters. The World Economic Forum says false and misleading information supercharged with cutting edge of artificial intelligence is the top immediate risk to the global economy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In its latest global risks report, the organization says misinformation and disinformation are the most severe risks over the next 2 years, highlighting how rapid advances in technology also are creating new problems or making existing ones worse. The report also finds an array of environmental risks pose threats in the longer term. The report's released ahead of the annual elite winter gathering next week of CEOs and world leaders in the Swiss ski resort town of Davos. The risks report is based on a survey of nearly 1,500 experts, industry leaders and policymakers. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The World Economic Japan's nuclear safety regulators have told the operator of a nuclear power plant in the area hit by a powerful New Year's Day quake to study its potential impact. The magnitude 7.6 quake and dozens of strong aftershocks left 206 people dead and caused a small tsunami. Hokuriko Electric Power Plant, the operator, reported it successfully dealt with damage. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.